understanding and creating diets based on individual nutrients. Shortcomings of planning diets with food groups, and an alternative, but more complicated method involving the assessment of individual nutrients. It is important to understand that the various methods of grouping foods can make planning tasty and healthy diets relatively easy. However, the shortcomings of these methods is sometimes apparent when dealing with diets of diverse cultures, or people that are on restricted diets because of medical reasons, or individuals that have unusual eating habits for one reason or another. In such cases, a more complex and more scientific method can be employed, which involves an assessment based on individual nutrients. However, creating diets based on individual nutrients has some problems and disadvantages also. One of the most obvious disadvantages to this method is dealing with a huge number of nutrients that are required by the human body. Another problem is all the nutrients needed by the human body may not have been discovered. Thus, a diet that contains all the known nutrients might not be adequate to maintain health. However, this difficulty can be overcome by devising diets that contain all known nutrients and contain a large variety of different types of foods. There are some basic concepts that are important for creating diets based on the individual nutrients. These concepts are presented in the following paragraphs. A basic understanding of the chemicals needed by the body. There are a large number of chemicals needed by the human body. The various organs and cells in the body can create some of these chemicals. However, to do this it requires raw materials, which are chemicals that the body cannot create. All these raw materials come from food, except for the inhaled oxygen from the air. The most basic chemicals needed by the body are water, various types of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. We need these four nutrients in relatively large quantities. Most of the other nutrients are vitamins and minerals, and they are needed in relatively small to extremely small quantities. In the following paragraphs, I briefly describe the major nutrients. In addition, I provide a list of websites for detailed information on all the known nutrients. Water is a nutrient, and related websites. Water is needed in greater quantities in terms of mass than any other nutrient, and it is roughly 50-60% of the weight of the body. Water is used as a solvent for the many chemical processes that take place in the human body. Most sources recommend at least 2 quarts of water per day for a typical adult. When temperatures are warm, considerably more than 2 quarts a day may be required because of loss of water through perspiration. When strenuous exercise is carried out over a prolonged period of time, additional water may be required also. For more information on water, see the following websites. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.